Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 7th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Government stakes in AI. Meta plans hatch agents. OpenAI launches lockdown mode. Meta makes AI clickbait. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. President Donald Trump's administration is considering taking ownership stakes in leading AI companies to create a national public wealth fund that would pay dividends to citizens. Reports name OpenAI and Anthropic. Trump will meet industry chiefs next week. Sam Altman reportedly proposed the idea in 2025, and OpenAI put forward a paper on a fund seeded with company shares. Support ranges from tech leaders to Bernie Sanders, who proposed a bill for 50% state stakes. The administration has already pursued a sovereign fund and strategic stakes. Critics warn of conflicts when the state both owns and regulates AI, and conservative advisors fear concentrated power. Meta plans a paid AI agent called Hatch, priced up to $200 per month. A user-friendly version of OpenClaw, Hatch will turn plain language requests into working tools for building software, scheduling, and email. Internal documents note a free tier and a Hatch Plus plan with 5 to 10 times higher limits, putting Meta alongside OpenAI and Anthropic, whose top plans cost $100 to $200. A U.S. launch planned in July. Hatch will power AI hardware, including smart glasses with super sensing, and internal testing in spring 2027. CEO Mark Zuckerberg frames agents as a revenue path to offset AI infrastructure investments that prompted layoffs.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
OpenAI has introduced lockdown mode to provide extra protection against prompt injection attacks, where malicious instructions are hidden in web pages and sources. With lockdown mode turned on, ChatGPT disables live web browsing, so you only access cached content, blocks retrieval and display of images from the web while still allowing image generation, and turns off deep research and agent mode. OpenAI warns that prompt injections could still appear in cached web content or uploaded files and may affect responses, so this is not a perfect guard. The feature is aimed at people and organizations handling sensitive data and is rolling out to self-serve ChatGPT business accounts and eligible personal accounts. Meta's standalone AI app populates a For You feed with AI-generated clickbait-style stories, text, images, and prompts. The app, launched in April 2025, showed a discover feed of AI images and conversations. It now offers a chatbot and an article stream. A London reviewer saw British prompts about tea, manners, pubs, royals, and queuing, while another user got luxury watch stories. Stories often lacked sourcing, traced at times to a 2018 BBC Three comedy, and appeared fabricated. Images of figures showed errors, including two Queen Elizabeth II's in one image. Meta declined to explain purpose, labeling, or safeguards, and later said the test will be deprecated. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.